As a dad, I want a good, close relationship with my kids. Well, I also want to win their respect and affection. But sometimes I think I find myself allowing them certain freedoms in order to demonstrate my trust in them, but in the back of my mind, I'm really worried that I might be perceived as the iron-fisted ruler if I set too many boundaries. But is it possible that my kids actually want boundaries more than I realize? Can my permissiveness actually be doing them more harm than good? Bonding with our children through boundaries. Let's talk about that next on Licensed to Parent. Hello and welcome to the program. If this is your first time joining us, Licensed to Parent is the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy, a year-long Christ-centered residential program helping teens in crisis. We're located just north of Atlanta, Georgia, and our host here on Licensed to Parent is Trace Embry, the founder and executive director of Shepherd's Hill. And I'm Rich Rosel. Both Trace and I, by the way, are also fathers of five children each. And Trace, this topic of boundaries actually came up in my house not long ago. It's tough being a parent. You don't feel like a very loving parent, nor are your kids likely to think of you as a loving parent if you're always putting restrictions on things and you find yourself saying no more often than yes. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just for the short term, you and I both know it's still very hard. But on the other hand, I often hear you say that kids not only need boundaries, but they actually want them. Mm-hmm. Mine might want to argue with you right about now, and I've got to ask, if that's really the case, why do so many families end up bringing their boundary-challenged kids to Shepherd's Hill Academy every year?
Hey, fair question. What parents don't often understand is the fact that humans have two natures. Though we obviously have flesh and bones and, you know, blood and brain matter and all that, these physical bodies of ours, they're not the sum total of who we are as human beings. The Apostle Paul alluded to this in Romans 7 when he said, the things I do, I don't want to do, and the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. See, Paul understood that the spirit-flesh component involved in the human experience. And I think a lot of parents make the mistake of thinking that, you know, their kids are fundamentally human beings who occasionally have spiritual experiences, when in reality, we're fundamentally spiritual beings having a human experience. And yes, kids, like all of us deep down inside, not only need, but actually want boundaries, particularly the boundaries that are congruent with those original factory settings that God has placed in all of us that you so often talk about. Boundaries are their and our source of security. Kids never feel more insecure, more discontent, or vulnerable than when they're not given proper boundaries.
Well, that is true, yeah.
You know, traffic lights are a great way to understand this. Nobody likes being stopped by traffic lights. I mean, that's our carnal side. But no sane person would vote to remove them, would they? And that's the deeper side of who we are that understands the need for the security that boundaries actually give us. And that's how I get parents to understand that their kids really want boundaries. But our guest has written an entire book on it, and so I'm going to be anxious to hear what she has to say.
Well, indeed. And I think it'll help today's conversation, perhaps, to better define the types of boundaries that we're talking about. And so to get some help with that, we have invited our good friend June Hunt back on the program today. June is a well-known author and speaker, a singer as well, and she's the founder of Hope for the Heart, a worldwide biblical counseling ministry. She hosts an award-winning radio broadcast, Hope for the Heart, which is heard daily all across America. And in addition, she hosts Hope in the Night, which is a live two-hour call-in counseling program that helps people untangle their problems with biblical hope and practical help. And that is perhaps why we've called her ourselves. We didn't know it, but we're actually on her program, not her on ours. After years of teaching and research, June began developing spiritually based counseling tools, which we think are fantastic. These are the biblical counseling keys that address definitions, characteristics, causes, and steps to solutions for 100 topics, including crisis counseling, marriage and parenting, child abuse, domestic violence, depression, and so many more. The ministry's resources, by the way, are currently available in more than 60 countries and 29 languages. June has written a number of books, including The Answer to Anger, Seeing Yourself Through God's Eyes, How to Forgive When You Don't Feel Like It. I love that one. Bonding with Your Teen Through Boundaries, and the book we'll be discussing today, Bonding with Your Child Through Boundaries.
Well, I tell you what, I've been in Texas. I've heard Miss June play and sing, and if the counseling thing doesn't work out, which it already has, she's got a definite second career. June, thank you for coming back and being with us on Licensed to Parent.
It's always a joy to be with you. Thank you both. I'm very partial to you all.
and we're trying to negotiate with June to actually have her record the theme to this show, but so far she has not.
That's a good idea. Well, June, as we've said many times before here on Licensed to Parent, we live in a time when kids need their parents most, yet they actually have them least to bond with and, you know, to set and enforce wise boundaries for their kids. But what have you observed that would prompt you to write a book called Bonding with Your Child Through Boundaries?
Years ago, I was a youth director, and I was right out of college, and saw so many well-meaning parents. They were wonderfully moral and all, and yet I saw some parents shoot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do that. They don't understand why things aren't going well with their, in this case, it was the teenagers, and I was a learner along the way, and still I'm just a learner. But the point is, what I learned was so many of these parents, they didn't understand the huge benefit of boundaries. External boundaries, that's not the point. The point is not to just have a boundary or to get your child to do what you want for that child to do. External boundaries are designed to develop internal character.
Right.
So the boundaries aren't about you. Mm-hmm. They're about preparing your child to ultimately soar like a kite. The more and more you run successfully with a kite, the more string you give the kite,
right,
and the more the kite will soar. So your kids are like kites.
Sure.
And you're helping them ultimately be like a kite is designed not to be in a closet or just to be on the ground. The kite is designed to soar. Well, your objective is your child needs to be able to soar to be what God would have your child be. And that means to live one day independently of you, making wise decisions, because life will go so much better that way.
And the ironic thing is when they live independently of parents while they're still in the home, they'll be more dependent on the parent when they leave the home.
By the way, June, your kite analogy really hits home in a number of ways. It's a great analogy for this reason, too. You know, we talk about letting the string out, sort of giving our children more free rein. However, the only way that letting that string out is going to benefit the kite is if there is still the restraint on the string so that the kite has some pressure to work against. If you let it out, but there is no boundary, if you will, no end restraint on it, then the kite will just flap and fly away and fall out of the sky.
Exactly. Yeah, they need you as the parent to ground them, and you're on the ground, and they need your continual involvement and watch care. So it will ultimately be a joy to you if you get this part right of the boundaries.
Yeah.
Understand, you know, a lot of parents think, well, kids can't understand boundaries. I mean, especially, you know, younger kids can't understand. That's ridiculous.
Hogwash.
Bathrooms have doors. Cribs have sides. Streets have curbs.
There you go.
So, in fact, my favorite way to present boundaries is to use the concept of sports. If you're a ball carrier in football season, you are carrying the ball, you're running, and then you step out of bounds, are you allowed to continue to run back in and continue toward the goalpost?
Yeah, not usually. Yeah, no.
No. The play totally stops.
Yep.
So there is a repercussion.
Right.
And if you're out of bounds, that means you are disqualified to continue on. That would be true in tennis. That would be true in swimming. Whatever it is, if you're in the Olympics and you cross over into another person's lane and you're swimming, you are disqualified.
Right.
So if you remove the boundary lines in sports, you just have this free-for-all chaos and,
right.
You know, when there is a contest going on. So the benefit is to understand boundaries and to stay within the boundary lines. And so then what ultimately you're teaching your children, and even to say it, you know, that your behavior has consequences.
Yeah.
Your behavior has consequences, either positive or negative, and it's going to be my choice. This is what the kid begins to learn. It's my choice. Which consequence do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want the positive one or the negative one? Do I want the repercussion or the reward?
Right.
And that means now you're training your child to be respectful of authority. But if you don't have the repercussions, you will have children with no respect for authority figures.
Yeah.
When you're trying
mm-hmm.
to tell them things, they don't learn self-discipline. It's not in their best interest, and the child isn't gaining the discipline that
right.
will be needed in adulthood.
So teachers, coaches, policemen, they're going to have some trouble encountering
yeah.
those people if they don't learn boundaries in the home.
Exactly. But the concept is there's to be some general rules, such as we will always respect one another. If we're in the car, there's no punching, fighting, you know, and you can say things along the way and just say, the good news is, you know, whenever we don't have to stop the car because of someone doing something, you know, punching, poking, then we can get there faster. We can get where we can
yeah.
get to the park faster. Now, there are different kinds of repercussions, too. Some people think you just send your child to the room. Well, if the child has all the toys in the room, I'm talking about
his own private video
game
arcade.
Toys,
yeah.
I mean, it's you know, toy heaven. That is not really a negative repercussion.
Right.
So what I'm talking about is there are time-oriented repercussions, which means restricting a child in certain ways, like we talked about removing the privilege of riding the bike. This kind of repercussion can teach kids just how to do time
sure.
versus how to change their lives,
yeah.
how to change their behavior over time. So there are task-oriented repercussions that involve the kids in tests for them to learn something.
And it may be a task on the part of the parent to pull out the rod. There's a time
yeah.
for that, too. I think that's a lost yeah. art and science in America today.
I think we should also point out, by the way, that these repercussions, the quickness with which you have to respond and what you have to do as a result, that does change somewhat as the children get older.
Oh, sure.
It's not a one-size-fits-all
right.
rule here, but, yeah, that's good.
Right.
June, we have to take a quick break. We have time for more conversation, and that will follow, but a quick break for our stations. Our guest today is June Hunt. We are discussing the book Bonding with Your Child Through Boundaries. This is Licensed to Parent. Back with more conversation after this.
Everywhere we go, we're surrounded by screens. Have we entered into a techno-utopia?
Or a virtual prison? Prison.
Is our social experience richer and deeper, or more shallow
and artificial?
Discover insightful answers to these questions in the documentary DVD, Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture. You'll learn from media experts, church leaders, and inspiring individuals and families from across the country, including Trace Embry and students from Shepherd's Hill Academy. Most importantly, you'll discover how God's Word addresses the unique media challenges we face today. Captivated, Finding Freedom in a Media Captive Culture, available in the store at licensedtoparent.org. Proceeds benefit the Shepherd's Hill Academy Scholarship Fund.
Hi, this is Ravi Zacharias. It really is such an honor to come alongside Shepherd's Hill Ministries and licensed to parent. I remember talking to somebody in the entertainment world once who said their entire target audience was an 18-year-old, and typically an 18-year-old male. They said the influence they wield in a culture around with their friends is enormous. So a ministry like this, to rescue those who have been seduced along the way, I cannot say how important this is. And to get behind a ministry like this, one will find the rewards to be extremely powerful in changing society.
With the generous gifts from people just like you, we're able to provide parents with practical insights to navigate the challenges families face in today's culture, as well as helping troubled teens in our year-long residential program. To learn more and to donate, visit LicenseToParent.org.
Welcome back. Once again, this is Licensed to Parent. You'll find us online at LicenseToParent.org. And by the way, while you're on the website, that's a great place to check out the archives of all of our past conversations. We'd love to have you do that. And you can also find out more about our parent ministry, Shepherd's Hill Academy. Our guest today on Licensed to Parent, the author, or co-author rather, along with Peggy Sue Wells, of the book Bonding with Your Child Through Boundaries, June Hunt. Trace?
June, when so many parents today think of boundaries, they often think of imposing boundaries on their kids as if it's a negative thing. What's a more accurate way for parents to look at boundaries?
If you can just see that you are preparing your child for adulthood, you are helping them understand, like in sports, how to ultimately win the touchdown or win the game of life, and help. You're giving them the tools to be able to do this. This is one way to think about it. Unfortunately, many parents, they're afraid of wearing the black hat.
Mm-hmm.
In Westerns, who was always the villain?
The guy in the black hat.
Yeah, the black hat. And everybody liked the guy in the what kind of hat?
White hat. White hat, of course.
The white hat, yes. So this is the problem. It's the parents who are not getting it. The parents do want to be liked. They want to be respected. Nobody wants to be the parent with a black hat. Well, they think then permissiveness is going to accomplish my kid will like me. Actually, they will disrespect you over time.
Yeah.
So this is why it's the wise parent who learns. In fact, I have a niece who has done a phenomenal job. She has these little tokens, like they're like poker chips. And the idea is to catch your kids doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she sees them, you know, one of the six children doing something right, she'll give them a token. And over a period of time, they can trade it in for a book, a toy, a whatever is value to the child. Well, also, those tokens can be taken away.
Mm-hmm.
If there is back talk, if there is being unkind to another child, then the token is removed from their jar.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Jake, who is close to the teenage years, he saved for a year in order to get a collection of baseball cards. And he loved it because he was disciplined more and more and more. And so you teach the rewards versus the repercussions. The repercussion is to remove the tokens so that then they can't buy that book that they wanted so badly, or whatever it was that the child wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways to do repercussions
Sure.
and rewards.
Well, June, digital technology, it's really changed the parenting playing field. How do Christian parents discern what healthy boundaries actually are when it comes to digital technology and entertainment in general in a world that lives by a much different standard?
Yeah, well, now you're getting very, very practical. Parents must establish what the rules are. For example, what time are no more calls allowed on the phone?
Yeah, very few parents exercise that.
Well, it's vital.
It is.
They must be turned off, and literally to have it the phone in a different room from this time to this time. And so if all of a sudden you see that your child's phone is gone and you're hearing muffled conversation from the bedroom, and you know it's like 11:30 at night, and you go, you know that there's a crossing of the boundary.
Sure.
What you do is you say, you know, honey, this cell phone doesn't actually belong to you. I'm allowing you to use it. And if you use the phone in a way that you abuse the privilege, you've just chosen to lose the right to use the phone. So your choice to abuse the privilege means you've chosen to lose the right to use it. And when that happens, that means that you have now going to have it removed for X number. You decide how many days. And how you say it is very important. I like the sandwich technique. The sandwich technique means there's a soft piece of bread at the top, a soft piece of bread at the bottom, and then there's the meat of the matter in the middle. So you have the bread of appreciation. You start there. You know, honey, I've really appreciated when you have, and then you mention something specific that's positive or a character trait. However, when you started disobeying, you chose to use the phone at the time when you know it was wrong. That means that that let me know that you have chosen to no longer even use the phone now for 2 weeks. And, you know, I want you to be able to use your phone. I love it for you to have friends, for us to be able to always get in contact with you, whatever. You explain the benefits of the using of the phone, why your child has the phone in the first place. But, honey, since you have chosen to disobey, that means you've chosen to lose the right over the phone. So now here's the soft piece of bread at the bottom. I do know that you can choose to do what's right. In fact, I know that you can earn the privilege back because I've seen you do this before. So I want to encourage you, is the more you are in your attitude, you know, if you are respectful in your attitude, that means that will let me know that you have earned the right to use the phone again. Notice, respectful, because you can have a kid that just they're in essence biting your head off. They've learned not to say certain things, or there are more repercussions. Mm-hmm. But in your case, there's got to also be respectfulness.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, see, you've got to train them doing this early on.
Yeah.
It's not just what you wait until they're teenagers, but it's never too late to start.
Yeah.
Even if you've blown it in the past and haven't had these rules that where there's the line that should not be crossed, but they choose whether they get the repercussion or the reward.
Yeah.
You've got to start.
Start immediately, because if you don't, you're digging yourself a deeper hole every day you don't.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I think it's vital for you to understand as a parent, you're the one that really holds, I'm going to use the term, you hold the cards here. You hold the winning hand.
Absolutely.
And it's that you want them to have increased freedom, and they love that. They want increased freedom.
Yeah. Let them know you're on their team. But,
that's
you know, how can parents stay credible in the eyes of their kids concerning boundaries? In a day when teachers and school officials are forced to resign for looking at a kid wrong, and six-year-olds get to choose their own gender. I mean, the entire world has gone crazy, and we're trying to impart some wisdom concerning boundaries in our kids' lives, and the whole world's gone nuts. How do we stay credible in the eyes of our kids?
Well, since the primary relationship is the parents, they're going to know that you are going to be fair and not have unreasonable boundaries. Like, for example, let's say there's a ball game and it's supposed to be over and everybody at school is going to be coming back, after the game. Well, if you say, well, no, you've got to be home 30 minutes before the end of the game. That's unreasonable. And so when and then doing things where they can earn privileges. Well, now it's like, oh, I get to earn this. I get to earn that. Yes, there and you know there will be always. I'm going to use unfortunately that there will be inadequate teachers. There will be certain authority figures that will be bad. But sure. You have a God-given responsibility. This is a God-given role. So don't worry about what others are getting away with. Now, kids are going to test the boundaries. Mm-hmm. They're going to test to see if you're really serious about what you said.
Right.
So now they're beginning to learn that their behaviors have consequences, and their behaviors are the ones that determine if they have more and more freedom or more and more restrictions.
Yeah, and I want parents to know that your child isn't a member of the Manson family because they're pushing the boundaries. We as adults do that. I do it. I'll just admit it on national radio. When I get on the highway, I as a former policeman, you know, I know the policeman will give you, 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. So I push those boundaries down the highway, and sometimes I have to pay for it. So it's human nature to do that.
I will point out that Trace will be standing in the timeout corner immediately following the program.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I tell you what, I hate to cut the conversation off, but we are out of time today. I'm so sorry about that. Our guest today on Licensed to Parent is June Hunt, author, speaker, singer, and the founder of Hope for the Heart, a worldwide biblical counseling ministry. June, today we've been discussing your book, Bonding with Your Child Through Boundaries. I know that you've also got a book, Bonding with Your Teen Through Boundaries. Both books and actually June's many, many other resources are available on her website, hopefortheheart.org. That's hopefortheheart.org, the home of Hope for the Heart Ministries. And June, as always, it has been a pleasure and a real treat to have you with us today. Thanks so much for taking time to be on Licensed to Parent.
I love being with you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Licensed to Parent, the radio outreach of Shepherd's Hill Academy. You can learn more about our work with troubled teens, and you can listen to past interviews on our website at licensedtoparent.org. By the way, as we approach the end of the year, I know that this is a time when many of you consider making financial contributions to various ministries and other nonprofit organizations. Well, Licensed to Parent and our parent organization, Shepherd's Hill Academy, are also nonprofit Christian ministries that rely on the financial partnership that we have with friends just like you. Running a residential program for troubled teens costs a lot of money, and tuition alone really doesn't cover it. The good news is that by God's grace, this program has been very effective in helping teens get out of their destructive lifestyles and turn their lives around. We would be so honored if you would consider joining us in this mission as a ministry partner. Your gift in any amount, regardless of whether it's a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly donation, will go directly toward helping kids get the help they need through the Shepherd's Hill Scholarship Fund. And for tax purposes, all donations are tax deductible. You can give securely online today by going to licensedtoparent.org and clicking the donate button at the top of the page. Again, that's licensedtoparent.org. Well, that is our time for today. I'm Rich Rosl along with Trace Embry, and Lord willing, we'll be back with you again next week with an invitation to renew your license to parent.
And remember, folks, if you don't train your children, somebody else will. God bless you. We'll see you next time.